రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కెంటో 1 చాప్టర్ 16 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ 20. పాదైర్ న్యూనం శోచసి మైక పాదం. పాదైర్ న్యూనం శోచసి మైక పాదం. ఆత్మానం వా వృషలైర భోక్ష్యమాణన్. ఆత్మానం వా వృషలైర భోక్ష్యమాణం ఆహో సురాదీన హృత యజ్ఞ భాగాన్ ప్రజా ఉతస్విన్ మగవతి అవర్షతి. ప్రజా ఉతస్విన్ మగవతి అవర్షతి. పాదై బై త్రీ లెగ్స్
న్యూనం డిమినిష్డ్
శోచసి.
ఇఫ్ యు ఆర్ లెమెంటింగ్ ఫర్ దాట్
మా ఏక పాదం ఓన్లీ వన్ లెగ్ ఆత్మానం
ఓన్ బాడీ
వా ఆర్ వృషలై
బై ద అన్లాఫుల్ మీట్ ఈటర్స్
భోక్ష్యమాణం
టు బి ఎక్స్ప్లాయిటెడ్ ఆహో
ఇన్ సాక్రిఫైస్ సురా ఆదీన్
ద ఆథరైజ్డ్ దేవతాస్
హృతయజ్ఞ డివైడ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫీషియల్
భాగాన్ షేర్
ప్రజాహ
ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్
ఉత
ఇంక్రీజింగ్
స్విత
వెదర్
మగవతి
ఇన్ ఫేమిన్ అండ్ స్కేర్సిటీ
అవర్షతి
బికాస్ ఆఫ్ రెయిన్లెస్నెస్.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I have lost my three legs and I am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat eaters will exploit you? Or are you in a sorry plight because the devatas are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present? Or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought? Please repeat. I have lost my three legs. And I am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence? Or are you in great anxiety? Because
henceforward the unlawful meat eaters
will exploit you.
Are you in a sorry plight?
Because the devatas are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings. Because no sacrifices are being performed.
At present.
Or are you grieving?
Are you grieving?
For living beings. Because of their sufferings. Due to famine and drought. Purport. It's a long purport, so please bear with me. With the progress of the age of Kali, four things particularly, namely the duration of life, mercy, the power of recollection, and moral or religious principles will gradually diminish. Since dharma or the principles of religion would be lost in the proportion of three out of four, the symbolic bull was standing on one leg only. When 3/4 of the population of the whole world becomes irreligious, the situation is converted into hell for the animals. In the age of Kali, godless civilizations will create so many so-called religious societies in which the personality of Godhead will be directly or indirectly defied. And thus, faithless societies of men will make the world uninhabitable for the saner section of people. There are gradations of human beings in terms of proportionate faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The first-class faithful men are the Vaishnavas and the Brahmanas, then the Kshatriyas, then the Vaishyas, then the Shudras, then the Mlechas, the Yavanas, and at last the Chandalas. The degradation of the human instinct begins from the Mlechas, and the Chandala state of life is the last word in human degradation. All the above terms mentioned in the Vedic literatures are never meant for any particular community or birth. They are different qualifications of human beings in general. There is no question of birthright or community. One can acquire the respective qualifications by one's own efforts, and thus the son of a Vaishnava can become a Mlecha, or the son of a Chandala can become more than a Brahmana, all in terms of their association an intimate relation with the Supreme Lord. So we'll take one paragraph, because otherwise too long a purport, as I said. And then there are like sections. Okay, we'll take the we'll just complete one more, because that is... The meat eaters are generally called Mlechas, but all meat eaters are not Mlechas. Those who accept meat in terms of scriptural injunctions are not Mlechas, but those who accept meat without restriction are called Mlechas. Beef is forbidden in the scriptures, and the bulls and cows are offered special protection by followers of the Vedas. But in this age of Kali, people will exploit the body of the bull and cow as they like, and thus they will invite sufferings of various types. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namah. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Jayapataka Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Padair Nyunam, Shochasi Maika Padam, Atmanam Va, Vrashalaira Bhokshamanam. Aho, Suradin Hritayagya Bhagan, Praja Utaswin Magavati Avarshati. I lost my three legs and I am now standing on one only. Are you lamenting for my state of existence, or are you in great anxiety because henceforward the unlawful meat eaters will exploit you, or are you in a sorry plight because the devatas are now bereft of their share of sacrificial offerings because no sacrifices are being performed at present, or are you grieving for living beings because of their sufferings due to famine and drought? So the bull, dharma, is speaking now to the Mother Earth, Bhumi. He is in the form of bull and she is in the form of a cow. And he is standing on one leg. Imagine. It's almost impossible, right? But this is all symbolic things, and the dharma is at a different dimension, so they can do it, you know. We cannot stand. No cow can stand on one leg. So now, Srila Prabhupada is taking lots of pains to explain to us the present condition. You know, these four things, we'll see in, as we go, we'll see these four things. What are these four things? They are the four pillars of religion. And then in Kali Yuga, only one remains. The three are gone. You know? When the time comes, I will go into those details. Right now, let's stick to this purport, because as I said, you know, if I go into that direction, then it will take a very long time. So, as the Kali Yuga progresses, you know, right in the beginning itself, even if before Kali Yuga has come, the situation is bad, you know, like the three principles are gone. Okay. And then Srila Prabhupada says, when 3/4 of the population is become now religious, naturally, it's more hell for animals than for human beings, you know. Because once your compassion has gone for the animals, then you start eating anything. And we see it, you know, every day we see. This morning, there was a thing that somebody, rebel of some country somewhere, he killed the other person and he ate his heart, you know. So you can see this situation, you know. A few days back, there was a thing that in Europe they found horse meat, and that's being accepted slowly, you know. So degradation is like that, you know. First they were eating only goats and chicken and something, then now of course they are eating a lot of cows and bulls and all, and now they are going into human beings. And you know, at the end of the Kali Yuga, that's what it is predicted, that will be very, very bad situation. And that is why a sane person has to plan to get out. That's what we want. Plan to get out of this cycle. Otherwise, 7th, 8th, 9th birth when you get, you will be in such a bad situation. And when you get the, it's a 432,000 years. So when you get your 457th birth, you won't be able to walk. That's how bad it's going to be. So Prabhupada then says that the whole society is graded according to the guna and karma. So he makes it very clear that it's not by birth. Just because you are born as a brahmana doesn't mean anything. You have to qualify to remain a brahmana. Same way a mlecha or a chandala. Chandala is like, you know, dog eater. They are very, very locale. So he can become a brahmana, more than a brahmana. So what is this more than a brahmana? That's a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord. A devotee of the Lord is already more than a brahmana. The scriptures say that a devotee has all the qualities of a devata. Devatas are supposed to have very good qualities. And devotee has all those qualities already. And then Prabhupada talks a little about regulated meat eating, you know, by doing yajna, offering the animal in the yajna, and then telling the animal that, okay, now I'm killing you, then you can come and kill me. And you know, the animal goes and he comes out in a higher situation. You know, he gets a higher conscious body. So there he gets benefited. And then you eat. That's what it was in the, you know, in the Vedic Karma Kanda portion. But now people are not following anything. And so they are killing the cows and the bulls the way they want. Latest some state in India, they had elections, and the new chief minister, the first thing he declares is that, I'm not going to stop cow killing. I'm not going to provide any protection to the cows. And the old government is, old people, other party is now shout crying. But when they were in power, they did not do anything also. So, all this is the symptom of Kali Yuga, you know. You just, everybody is opportunist. That's all. Simple. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay, so now continue with the purport. The people of this age will not perform any sacrifice. The Mlecha population will carry very little for performance of sacrifices. Although, performance of sacrifice is essential for persons who are materially engaged in sense enjoyment. In the Bhagavad Gita, performance of sacrifice is strongly recommended. 3.14.16. Let's read. All living bodies subsist on food grains which are produced from rains. Rains are produced by performance of yajna, and yajna is born of prescribed duties. So, there is a chain. We already saw that those who are reading Bhagavad Gita, they will understand that there is a chain, that how the rains are produced by performing sacrifices. And that's why Suta Goswami talks about avarshati. Avarshati means no rains, and because of that, problems. Okay. Now, the living beings are created by the creator Brahma, and just to maintain the created living being progressively towards the path back to Godhead, the system of performing sacrifice is also created by him. The system is that living beings live on the produce of grains and vegetables, and by eating such foodstuff they get vital power of the body in the shape of blood and semen, and from blood and semen one living being is able to create other living beings. But the production of grains, grass, etc. becomes possible by rain, and this rain is made to shower properly by performance of recommended sacrifices. Such sacrifices are directly by the rites of the Vedas, namely Sama, Yajur, Rig and Atharva. In the Manusmriti, it is recommended that by offerings of sacrifice on the altar of the fire, the sun god is pleased. When the sun god is pleased, he properly collects water from the sea, and thus sufficient clouds collect on the horizon and rains fall. After sufficient rains fall, there is sufficient production of grains for men and all animals, and thus there is energy in the living beings for progressive activity. The Mlechas, however, make plans to install slaughterhouses for killing bulls and cows along with other animals, thinking that they will prosper by increasing the number of factories and live on animal food without caring for performance of sacrifices and production of grains. But they must know that even for the animals, they must produce grass and vegetables. Otherwise, the animals cannot live. And to produce grass for the animals, they require sufficient rains. Therefore, they have to depend ultimately on the mercy of the devatas, like the sun god Indra and Chandra. And such devatas must be satisfied by performance of sacrifice. Now this is recommended by Krishna in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, that we, the human beings and devatas, should live in cooperation. You know, they should help each other. Devatas subsist on the whatever food is offered in the yajna. That goes to Lord Vishnu, and the Lord Vishnu distributes that among the devatas. You know, that's how they, and if they are not pleased, they don't get that. So naturally then they create Devik Prakopa, you know, Adi Devika. We see these hurricanes and earthquakes and so on and so forth, okay, which are beyond the control of human beings. So this one thing leads to the other thing. And that's why Prabhupada says, now we see everything is, you know, mechanized. Even the killing is mechanized. Everything is mechanized in such a way that, you know, it's so horrible. If you just visit a slaughterhouse by mistake in your lifetime, you will never eat again, you know. It's so bad. So, we have to satisfy the devatas. Krishna says, that's why, you know, all these sacrifices are there. But again, if you satisfy Lord Vishnu, Krishna, then automatically the devatas get satisfied. So the example of, you know, watering the roots, it's very, very appropriate. Okay, let's continue. This material world is a sort of a prison house, as we have several times mentioned. The devatas are the servants of the Lord who see to the proper upkeep of the prison house. These devatas want to see that rebel living beings who want to survive faithlessly are gradually turned towards the supreme power of the Lord. Therefore, the system of offering sacrifice is recommended in the scriptures. So here, it's the devatas who are not like, you know, they are not depending on us. They are taken care of by the Lord Himself. But because this way we progress, you know, gradually we turn toward the supreme power of the Lord. And so they are recommending. But you know, it's made like Papa Punya business in Atharva Kanda, Atharva Veda, Karma Kanda portion. That if you do this, you get Punya, you do this, you get Papa. So at least people get attracted, you know. Idea is not that they get stuck with the Punya Papa business. Idea is to go much beyond that. But that's needed. That's also needed. So people at least start with that. That's a starting point. That's not the ending point. The materialistic men want to work hard and enjoy fruitive results for sense enjoyment. Thus, they are committing many types of sins at every step of life. Those, however, who are consciously engaged in the devotional service of the Lord are transcendental to all varieties of sin and virtue. Their activities are free from contamination of the three modes of material nature. For the devotees, there is no need for performance of prescribed sacrifices because the very life of the devotee is a symbol of sacrifice. But persons who are engaged in fruitive activities for sense enjoyment must perform the prescribed sacrifices because that is the only means to get free from the reaction of all sins committed by fruitive workers. Sacrifice is the means for counteracting such accumulated sins. The devatas are pleased when such sacrifices are performed, just as prison officers are satisfied when the prisoners are turned into obedient subjects. Lord Chaitanya, however, has recommended only one yagya or sacrifice called the Sankirtan Yagya, the chanting of Hare Krishna, in which everyone can take part. Thus both devotees and fruitive workers can derive equal benefit from the performances of Sankirtan Yagya. So we see, as I said, the materialistic people, you know, they get little attracted to Punya, you know. So you tell them, oh, you get this, what you can say, fruitive result of your good activities, pious activities, the pious, piety and very, very, you know, of course, even for that, very few people are interested, you know, they are interested mostly in enjoying their own lives. But some, when they acquire good amount of money and they want to be known in the society, then they turn towards that to get some punya and open some hospitals and old age homes and some like that, dharmashala, etc., etc. But then what happens? That is okay, that's a charity, but it doesn't come under sacrifice, you know. Sacrifice is to give up. Of course, they say, we have given up our money, I made profit and I gave it up. So in a way, it's a sacrifice, but it's not of the highest order, you know. We have seen that in the past. It's okay. But for a devotee, the ultimate goal is to serve Krishna. You know, a devotee strives for that. And in the process, he performs some punya karma also. But the moment it is in relation with the Lord, then it automatically becomes sukruti. So please try to understand this difference between punya and sukruti. The day you do that, you will stop looking for any gains from punya, you know. You'll start acting on the different platform altogether. Okay. So I think I'll stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai ho.